Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from my study and where it's cool. And I call your attention to this hat. It's my new San Francisco Sea Lions hat. Sea Lions played as part of the West Coast Negro League in San Francisco in 1946. They played for one season while the West Coast Negro League existed, and then they went on and did some barnstorming as a team after that. This is a hat. These are the hats that the Giants will wear on Thursday, tomorrow, at Rickwood Field in Alabama as they take on the Cardinals. I'm going to talk about sports. If you're not interested, it may be a good time to either fast forward or move on. But today is about sports, and the Giants playing the Cardinals tomorrow at Rickwood Stadium or Field in Alabama, the oldest professional baseball stadium that still continues to be used in the United States, built in 1910. In one of our visits to the South to visit Robin's family, my wife's family, we went to Rickwood Stadium well before our field, well before we knew that the Giants eventually were going to play a baseball game there. That Rickwood Field is where the Birmingham Black Barons played baseball as a part of the Negro League, and probably, arguably, one of the best, if not the best, baseball player ever, Willie Mays, played for the Black Barons, and then went on to play for the New York Giants, and then when they moved to San Francisco, the San Francisco Giants. His birthday actually happens to be the same as my son's birthday, which is probably what he tells people. My son tells people his birthday is the same as Willie Mays. Anyway, all of this to say, I'm talking about the Sea Lions, and if you have noticed the hat, there's not a sea lion on the hat. It's actually a cub. Why would the San Francisco Sea Lions wear a hat and actually a uniform with a picture of a cub on them? Well, it's because when the team was established, they didn't have a lot of resources to play. And so the San Francisco Cubs had been a baseball team and their uniforms were available. So for a very cheap price, the Sea Lions were able to purchase the San Francisco Cubs uniforms that they weren't using anymore. So while their name were the Sea Lions, they wore a uniform that had a cub on it. And those are the same uniforms the Giants will be wearing tomorrow in commemoration of the San Francisco Sea Lions for that game. And it got me to thinking about how often things and people are repurposed and used again. Some of us have had more than one career or job or vocation. We've done multiple things. I spent 15 years in contract food service management before going to seminary and becoming a pastor. And others have done other things and changed careers. And some of you may be retired and seeking new volunteer opportunities. And I think the good news is that with God, we're not used up. God's not done with us yet. There, for every chapter, for every season, there's a purpose for our lives and for what we're doing. And I think the goal then is to figure out what that purpose is. Sometimes your purpose may be to be a cub on a sea lion uniform. It may be to be a fan who watches that game and remembers the history of the game. It may be to volunteer at church, to usher, to sing, to be a part of a service project. But there is a purpose for every season in life, and I encourage you to consider what God may be calling you to in this season of life. And I encourage you, if your schedule allows and you like baseball, to tune in for that baseball game that hopefully will be a good game, especially be better if the Giants win, but a neat opportunity. to kind of see and hear the history of Rickwood Field and the people who have been playing baseball there for generations. It's been a great time spending part of the day with you, and I look forward to seeing you again for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.